Actually, we don't even need an instance name. So now what we're going to do is the home page is going to be the first thing loaded when people come in, so we'll leave it right there in that frame. But then when they come to it, after visiting other pages, when they come back to it, we want it to fade in. Actually, let's make it fade in from the beginning. So we'll make it go 10 frames, create motion tween, and on the beginning one, just press highlight it, the movie clip, and come down here where it says color, and go to alpha. Make the alpha 0. Now you have a page transition, sort of. Let's make the background. Okay, that's the background layer. That's right. I forgot about that. So we'll name this background. And now we'll stretch this out. The background layer, we'll stretch it out to about 60 by pressing F5 on frame 60. And it won't make a keyframe. It just stretches out the frames so they display all the way through. That background will show. Okay, so now you want a label right here. Let's see. Let's put this right here. So I just grabbed the keyframe 1 and moved it over to keyframe 2. And I'm going to put a label here and keyframe by pressing F6. And now down in the frame label, I'm going to type home. Now I'm going to put another label right past that. I'm going to call it about me. Or about. I'll call it about. That way that'll be a frame label there. And stretch it out so you can see it. It says about. So now we have home and about. And now we want our actions panel. Our actions layer. Press F6. Right here where this movie clip comes to full alpha. The home movie clip. And you want to press F6, then F9, and press or type STOP. Open parenthesis, close parenthesis, and then semicolon. That's a stop action. That'll make the file stop when it hits right there. So it'll go shping and stop. And so on the first frame, you see I have no stop action. So right when they come into the site, we fade in the home page. And that's pretty much how it works. We're going to do that to all the pages now. And the way you do that is you can just make a new keyframe here on about and then make it go all the way about the same length. And don't create motion tween yet, because we're going to actually don't even put that in yet. You want to remove the home page there, or I'll show you a little trick. You can go into your library, grab the home page movie clip and duplicate it and call it about. Now it's a movie clip called About that's duplicated in our library. Now we can go and select this one that is on our About section here and swap it. Swap it for the one that says About. Is About movie clip. Now when you change this movie clip and get that picture out of there, because we're on a different page, and we'll make this say About. Welcome to my About page. And you can have anything you want inside of these pages. And so on the next page, I'll show you how to add another movie clip from another one of our tutorials. So now you see I've changed this, but look, home page is still the same. So now that's how you duplicate movie clips inside of your library and then swap them on stage. That way they have the same position, the same elements, and then you can go ahead and change them out. So we'll go ahead and make another keyframe here. We'll set up the next motion tween. Let's make sure they're the same distance. Go back to the start of the tween and go down to color. Select it on stage, go down to color, and alpha 0 again. So that one will fade in now. Okay, now you're seeing how it's all coming together, huh? And let's put a stop action here on this one as well. Okay, so now make another frame label here, and this one is going to be the services. press F5, make the frames come out so you can see what the label says. And let's go ahead and stop right now and we'll continue on with a part 3. So look for part 3 and keep it going.